Hello, everyone. 4630, season 2, episode 5?
Yeah, I think so.
Which isn't bad, considering where we started at, I'm just going to turn my phone off.
Have we started?
This is the bit that the listeners tune in for. Yeah. How are you, Stephen?
I've got quite a lot of bottles.
We had a blustery day. We had a blustery day here.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, I've done one or two. Were you affected by the blustery day?
So as you come into the brewery,
there's
a kind of line of lights. Well, there should be a line of lights just outside this room.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are no lights now.
Oh, no.
They've all blown off.
Oh, dear.
And our signs flipped up and blew around and so all that kind of stuff. And
so has that affected how many people come to the
brewery? It's made it so much quieter.
So much quieter. Really? So much busier.
Yeah.
That's not good. We were okay. What happened? Nothing really. We just kind of heard the noise and stuff. And we maybe lost a couple of slates, but I can't see where they've come from. So I'm thinking maybe they came from a
neighbor's
room.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like the little boards that we put out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Were right out over the flipped over the gate and were right out.
Right.
So I think things were blowing for.
Oh, things were definitely blowing. I mean, there was a trampoline in the harbour. Did you see that in Anstruther the harbour? The trampoline had blown into the harbour, which is quite funny. I mean, obviously not funny for the trampolinists, but.
No. Well, they weren't still on it.
No. No, but they would have awoken in the morning and wondered.
And do you know today has a day as well? It's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, yes. Yeah. And I bought a microphone today.
Did you?
And I got £120 off.
Amazing.
Oh, is it amazing?
Well, I think so, because I didn't know it was Cyber Monday until I said to Lucy tonight, when does Black Friday? I keep hearing about Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
When does that happen? And she said it's passed.
It's happened. Yeah,
but
yeah,
today
yeah.
is Cyber Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, that's
it's all
I'm
nonsense.
Really, I'm pleased for everybody.
I think it's all nonsense. The microphone I got, I'm pretty sure I could have got it for the same price any time of the year. But at the same time, you know, I got a fifth off it basically, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad. You know, so and the reason I bought the microphone, folks, is because I'm off on tour next week and. Anyone in the, say the UK, it's really just Scotland and England, and even then it's just the cities. Edinburgh, Glasgow, London, Winchester, Manchester, Hull, Newcastle.
What is it that you don't like about Wales?
There's another one I've forgotten, isn't there?
I can check.
It does matter.
No, but what is it you don't like about Wales, though?
I love Wales. My grandmother was a Welsh speaker, as you know, from Tegryn. In South Wales, and she spoke Welsh until she went to hospital in her late teens and came out speaking English. He's not interested.
What? That happened?
Yeah, that happened.
Why? Yeah. What, so she hadn't spoken any English before?
She must have spoken some English, but she was a Welsh speaker. Then she went to hospital in Cardiff and she came out and all she could speak was... All she spoke was...
Really?
It was English, yeah.
Okay, right, your tour coming up.
Okay, thank you.
Monday the 6th of December, you're playing Glasgow Arnmore.
Woohoo!
Tuesday the 7th of December, you're playing Edinburgh Summer Hall.
Here we go.
Friday the 10th of December, Newcastle at the Gosforth Civic Theatre.
Looking forward to that one.
Saturday the 11th of December, Winchester Railway Inn.
A long time since I've been there.
And Sunday the 12th of December, London at the Moth Club.
In one.
Monday the 13th of December, all the way up to Manchester and Gulliver's.
Gulliver's. Never played that one, but I've worked with the promoter before.
Then back kind of down the way on Tuesday the 14th of December to Birmingham, Kitchen Garden Cafe.
Possibly, definitely one of my favourite UK gigs.
The Kitchen Garden Cafe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they do nice veggie
It sounds
food?
Terrible, doesn't it?
No, but I bet they do nice food.
But when I was... anyway, carry on with the dates.
Okay.
I'll tell you about
And that. Wednesday, the 15th of December, Hull Wrecking Ball Arts Centre.
Yeah, I've never played there before, though I've done a gig for the guy before, and he bought me a book by a poet called Jeff Hattersley, who has since become one of my favourite poets, Jeff Hattersley.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, probably because I gave you a copy of the book, or one of his books. Kitchen Garden Cafe sounds like one of the sounds like an awful place, doesn't it? And they do sell plants and stuff, but it's a lovely little venue to play.
Okay.
It reminds me of the old shows in Ireland before a lot of the Irish places sort of became.
That's the other thing. Too commercial. So Wales, and what is it you don't like about Ireland?
We're looking for gigs next year in Ireland. We'll have to wait and see, man. It's tricky. This Corona, it's tricky, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what happened in Ireland. You're getting to tour because
the Irish got a load of money to tour to have their own Irish act tour, basically.
Okay.
Which is totally fine. It's kind of what Scotland did as well. So it's kind of hard to get shows over in Ireland if you're just a wee guy like me, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, well. Hopefully, the tour is nice.
Thank you. I'm going to play the first song.
We just remembered to actually
promote
a tour at the beginning of a show, rather than me saying to James, "Are you meant to be going on tour?"
No, absolutely. No, I'm prepared for it. The guy who is opening most of the shows is a guy called Viking Moses, and this very day today, he released a new song called "Take Tender." Now, I have it on my phone, so we'll see if this is going to work. Viking Moses with Take Tender.
Long shadows, it's the sunlight on your face. Well, stars miss you in the morning. I tremble with your gentle hand in place. So set on where you're going. Splendor from the corner where you wake, and take calm from the heart. Take little while you follow in your face. Take tender for the dark.
Kneel down to your mom, hold on to your your dad's hands. Maybe they're dead yet. Don't forget. You're born with a blue vein, born to the song, born just to know things, then to take off. I'm gonna fly. Guardian angel, gather my losses, keep them all safe till I come to my cross. And gather the weight, gold trick of the world, gap in my girl's teeth, the love that I held. And though it's easier said when it comes from my head, but the needle of truth gives. To the fold, meet the arms of my brother, feel the birth of a new age. When I become the other, well, some say the truth springs for reservoir seekers, but I think the truth sings to whoever listens. And we're born with a blue song, born just to grow wings, then to take off. I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna fly.
That was very good, Stephen. Who was that?
That was Lal Neal. Oh, well, do you know, I would say Lal Neal, but maybe it's Lael Neal.
Let's have a look.
L-A-E.
Lael Neal. Do you think it's kind of shorthand for little, like Lael Neal?
Lael Neal. Maybe. Anyway, it's on white vinyl.
Yeah.
As you know, I only ever play white vinyl.
Yeah.
Sub Pop.
I got the J. Wright Presents album printed up. You know that J. Wright Presents album I've made up, the electronic one?
Yes.
And I printed it on eco vinyl.
Yes.
Which is basically you don't have a control of the colour of the vinyl. Uh-huh. And the way they sell it to you, well, they don't sell it to you. The way they describe it is it could be anything. So I was thinking every disc was going to be completely different. But of course, that's not how it works.
No.
It's slowly the colour changes throughout. So it's gone from dark red to a slightly lighter red with a touch of purple in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is quite nice, but it's not quite the shocking day glow I was expecting.
That record, I decided that on this podcast, without us planning it.
Yeah, yeah.
That I would play you some of my favorite songs that have been released this year. Okay. Favorite records that have been released this
year.
And
was that one of them?
And that Lyle Neal album is one of the albums that I would have in my favorite albums of the year.
Okay. Well, I haven't decided to do that at all.
No, but that's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
That would make it. That would have meant that we had a themed show.
We can't have a themed show.
It's not themed. Like an albums of the year show.
Yeah. How much do you think it would cost to cut up a tree? My folks had a tree come down, and during the blustery day the other day.
That's what I was wondering, actually. Did
and some people came and quoted them. Well, what do you think? To chop up a tree and take the wood away?
100 quid?
That's kind of what I was thinking. They quoted £1,400.
No.
It's mad, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
Big tree, mind you, big tree.
Yeah, but still, you know, it's not...
You could burn it for cheaper.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long, and you're chopping it up and making firewood out of it.
Yeah.
And your only cost is a chainsaw.
And the fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it was too much money. I think I'll probably do it myself at some point, you know.
Have you got a chainsaw?
I do have a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I've got a chainsaw. You must have one as well.
No, I did. I've had a chainsaw in the past, but I don't have one anymore.
Right, okay.
I'm not allowed them anymore.
No, of course, after the frog thing.
Yeah, don't let's not.
I'm going to play... So last week or the week before, I played that talking track by a guy called Isaac Sundstrom. And I said that there was a much, much better track, but I didn't play because it's 10 minutes long. But then I remembered that this is our podcast and we can play
what we want. Yeah.
So I'm going to play the 10 minutes version. And this is a track called All That Heaven Allows. And it's from an album called Five Dramas of Swollen Emotions for Music and Voice by Isaac Sundstrom, based on the movies by Douglas Sirk, Voice, Vincent Williams.
Wait, is this released this year? This is released this year, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I suppose it could be my favourite. Could it
in the albums of the year theme?
I don't know.
Themed.
Recorded in 2015.
Yeah, so that's...
And then the guy died in 2016.
It's not quite this year.
I don't know when it came out, I'll be honest. Anyway, I'm going to play it, and I think it's good. It could be my track of the year. Hang on. Right, here we go.
All that heaven allows. Trees, buildings, stones, telephones, hats, and fireplaces. Blue sky, stars, and flowers. Blood, light, tongues, milk, hair, food, and books. Curtains, windows, candles, lights, and animals. Textiles and skin. Closets and mirrors. Shovels, ladders, and parasols. Hills and fields. Dark wood. Narrow spaces, objects that glitter, red light, blue light, white houses, green open fields. Streets, paths, and small parks. Sidewalks, the residents walk around. Cars are driving slowly. The leaves in the trees are shining and sticky. The blue evil light is everywhere. Everyone's mouths are so large and clear. The sun shines down on the buildings which belong to us, and we belong to them. Interiors, decorations, and miniature statues, objects that remind of animals and genitals, images on the walls that portray medieval times, perfumes, makeup, electricity, the smell of fire, stones and fabric. Close up on, for example, ears and noses, incidents that take place in gardens, often surrounded by walls and fences. Red light, blue light, yellow light, blue eolite. Clock chimes, piano plays, women and man, door shuts, wishless. My father died. I am interested in trees. I like digging. I like flowers. My father died. I'm interested in trees. I like digging. I like flowers. Do you like chicken rolls? White fern, Douglas fern, silver-tip spruce, Dresselinus. Have you heard about the golden rain tree? Do you like the chicken rolls? Have you heard about the golden rain tree? Doorbell, piano plays. Doorbell, doorbell. Mother, mother, where are you? Mother, mother, where are you? Mother, mother. Normal, the only normal thing. Did the bird frighten you? Watch the cobwebs, watch the stairs, don't fall. Watch the cobwebs, watch the stairs, don't fall. No. All talking, all laughed. John Dick music, whistles mumbling, speed increases. That's where we're going to build the new swimming pool. It's a wonderful place. The lobster have arrived. The lobsters have arrived. Oh, oh, oh. Get them on the plate. Music stops. Car horn, smash, doorbell, doorbell, door slams, screeks. Mother! Where are you?
Where are you?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Down in the basement.
What are you doing in the basement?
Down in the basement.
What are you doing in the basement? Mother! Phone rings, sobs, sobs, sobs. Is this a joke?
Is this a joke or something?
Is this a joke or something?
Can you not see? It's impossible.
It's absurd to think of love.
Love is a camouflage.
Love is a camouflage. It's absurd to think of love.
Instrument.
Don't forget your boots. Love is a dangerous instrument. Don't forget your boots. Oh, darling, don't cry. Human beings can't be alone, but they can't be together either. Human beings can't be alone, but they can't be together. Sighs, train horns, clock chimes, clears throat, woman, carol singers, bell ringing, laughs, doorbell. Heaven and nature sing. Knock on door. There has been an accident. Oh, it's too late. Yes. Woman. Sobs. 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 He's been falling down a mountain. He's been falling down a mountain. He's been falling into nothing. He's been falling down a mountain. He's been falling down a mountain. He's been falling into nothing. He's been falling down a mountain. He's been falling down a mountain. He's been falling into nothing.
Come on, you can call it, say, oh, what? Hey, boy. wagbo eyin iya wa te wagbo eyin baba wa te wagbo eyin iya wa te wagbo eyin baba wa e je ko mo yin ko ko je owo e je ko mo yin ko ko je owo ise lo je ara ego ise lo Come on, you go for it, yeah, oh, oh.
Orlando Julius there with Batman. Who was that, Stephen?
It was Orlando Julius and his Modern Aces, and the song was called Isiowo.
And do you think it was a third too long?
Yeah, I agree with you. It was.
I think so.
I think it starts really well.
It just didn't hold itself.
It doesn't do anything else over the
Unlike
the
track beforehand, which definitely held itself.
Yeah, for its full 10 minutes.
And 47 seconds.
Yeah. They've described the genre there as Apala Soul.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Some of my stuff sometimes gets described as Apala Kek. A wee Scottish joke there.
Your stuff gets described as folk music, James.
Folk music, it does.
We know
that. Yeah. No, it does. There's nothing I can do about that. And I've come to the conclusion I'm past caring about it. It's good people are describing it.
Yeah, people need to have a word to say about something.
Yeah.
One of the things that we struggle with in here is that we're a brewery.
Yeah.
But we also sell a few hundred bottles of wine.
Yeah.
And we have a bar, and we have a record shop, and so loads of people come in and say, "Oh, what is this?"
Yeah.
And they want one word. They want a description like a bar. Or
well, you've got a long beard, right? So you can think of something pretentious. So what is there a French word for somewhere like this?
Yeah, a boulangerie.
Call it a boulangerie then. Call it that.
A lingerie.
Just call it lingerie. Call it no.
Aperitif.
You know what I mean? That's what people do. All the kind of trendy folk do. They find a word from another language and then just call it that.
Well, that's fair enough. It's
and it spreads, you know, word spreads.
I quite like having to people having to take time to understand what we do. I think that's okay.
It's not that hard. You can buy beer. You can buy wine.
Yeah.
You can buy a record.
But do you know what we are?
You can play chess.
We're an organic
brewery specialist.
You can talk
to Stephen about nonsense. Organic brewery specialist.
Organic booze specialist.
Booze specialist. Yeah. Okay. Well, that suits me, man. That suits me.
Yeah.
Do you remember last week I played some Malumbo and it was just a guitar solo
Yes.
What was it? A Mabera?
Yes.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was very good, yeah.
Well, I don't think it really represented him. So I've got a track from my favourite album of his, which is the one which has got him pulling the crazy face. And it's a track called Mashaba. So this is Malumbo with Mashaba.
I looked for that crazy face and I couldn't find it.
Oh, really? I'll show you. Hang on.
Thank you. Let's rock it on the one. Just sort of making a few inquiries, you know. We're just putting out a few feelers.
socials on my way.
Socials?
Yeah, you know the so-called socialista. I don't know the term, the exact terminology. You know the ones anyway.
I know the ones.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind telling you that, you know, their replies in my conversation, it came as a big surprise to me, and I really did. Yeah, it came as a big surprise.
Yeah, boss.
Well, you know, to put you in a picture where Anne was, we were having a conversation, you know, and I just sort of dropped it out, you know. I said, how do you feel about Ireland?
Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland, that place, it's just across the sea.
So what was that then, Stephen?
Well, one of my all-time favourite albums.
And it is?
Dexys Midnight Runners, Don't Stand Me Down. And that was the first song from the second side, One of Those Things. He, which, do you know, on this issue, he didn't give Warren Zevon writing credit.
Okay, so that's an early one.
So
then.
That was, yeah. But
that's funny, Warren Zevon got a writing credit when... the guys who wrote Sweet Home Alabama didn't, when it's basically the same chord sequence. And there is that bit in the middle where the piano starts playing Sweet Home Alabama.
They maybe get it too.
Or maybe they get it too.
I know on later issues then there's a whole bunch of names next to it.
It's just a chord progression though, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's on the front cover, if you don't know this record, most people who don't really know Dexys, myself included, will remember them for their Come On Eileen sort of period when they were dressed up as in sort of denim and stuff and looking, you know, like, I don't know, denim folk. But on this one, they're all dressed up as if they work in an office on the front. And then inside, there's portraits, and there's Kevin Rowland, and he looks nice and smart in a sort of, I don't know, maybe even a 50s-looking suit. And then Billy Adams looks a bit smarter. Not smarter, he looks a bit more like a 1980s car salesman. Then Helen O'Hara, who looks great. I don't know what she's wearing. Anyway, they all look great. And Nikki Gatfield, all in their suits and kind of office gears. And then you've got Vincent Crane, who looks as if he's coming from Woodstock, direct from Woodstock, and he's not looking very happy to be there at all. And then Tim Dancy, who's standing in front of some, what are those trees? Palm trees.
In a blurry out-of-focus.
And he's in a blurry out-of-focus picture. So, yeah.
I would absolutely, if I could pick one album to reissue as a full sessions, double wax.
Yeah.
That's the album I'd go for.
All right, so do you think there's other stuff then?
I know that I've got all the promo singles from it, and there are two songs that were obviously from the same sessions that didn't go on the LP. And then I've got a CD version of it with an extra song, Kevin, that starts off Kevin Rowland's 13th time, and it with him telling a joke.
Yeah.
The song is just him telling a really bad joke.
Right, okay. Okay.
Which is how he thought the album should have started.
Right.
But the record company managed to persuade him not to use that as the first song on the first time it was released.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. 46:30, we've overran. It's 51:30 at the moment. Bless you all. What else?
I'm going to think about Kevin Rowland and Texas.
Okay. Thanks for listening, and good luck to each and every one of you.